Chapter 4. "See here," I said, "what exactly do you want with me?"
"I haven't rightly decided yet," Jess Hook said,
and, stepping up, he dared to press a finger to the canvas and then stared at the paint on the tip of his finger. Now, if there's one thing I cannot abide, it's to have my canvases touched. I don't get as hot about it when the paint has dried, but when the paint is fresh, the slightest contact causes a smudge or smear I must work diligently to correct. Accordingly, without any consideration for the consequences, I smacked his arm away, saying, "Don't do that!" Jess Hook looked at me in amazement.
"Did you see that, boys?" he said to his companions. "Did you see what this fancy pants just did?"
"I sure did, brother,"
Geordie Hook said.
"Some folks don't have no more brains than a tree stump."
Cutter's hand slid to the knife and wrapped around the hilt.
"Want me to gut him for you, Jess?"
I took a step back, my brush in one hand, the palette in the other. "Enough of this childish talk," I gruffly declared. "I'm engaged in serious work, and I will not be interrupted."
"Is that a fact?" Jess Hook smirked. "Mister, I don't know about where you come from, but in these parts, when you hit someone, it can be worth your teeth or more."
"I will not be threatened," I said.
"Then you shouldn't treat folks the way you do," Jess Hook said.
He lowered a hand to a pistol, and his manner became icy.
"I've decided I don't like you much."
"Let's be reasonable," I said, seeking to make amends. "We're all grown men, after all. You go your way and leave me to my work."
"You don't listen too good," Jess Hook said. "We are of no account to you, is that it?"
"I don't take your meaning." Jess Hook poked me in the chest.
"You're one of those who reckons he's better than everyone else. I've met your kind before, and there's only one way to treat snobs like you."
"Now, see here," I began, but got no further. They had spread out to surround me. It was ominous in the extreme.